When it comes to children, the U.S. doesn't score well compared to other wealthy democracies. We're bottom third in infant mortality and bottom third in relative child poverty. So what could the U.S. be doing better to support families? Through much of last year, a big bipartisan working group met to see if they could agree on some answers, and they did. They recently released their findings, and NPR's Corey Turner joins us now to walk us through them. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Layla.
So let's start with a quick overview of this collaborative. Who was behind it and why?
All right. Well, let's do the why first.
Okay.
All right. So as we heard in the intro, compared to other wealthy countries here in the U.S., babies have it pretty rough. Our relative child poverty rate is roughly on par with Russia and Mexico, which is a problem for all of us, even those of us without babies, because the research is clear. Poverty can affect a child's health and development in ways that last a lifetime. So this bipartisan collaborative, they met monthly and included about 30 child development experts, advocates, researchers, and think tankers from across the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all pulled together by a group called Convergence. They're based in D.C., and they really exist to do this one thing, to solve really big problems by bridging political divides.
Okay, so you just described some pretty stark statistics. What did this bipartisan collaborative agree on?
Number one, they say families need more high-quality childcare options. It should be pretty obvious to anyone who's been reading the news lately. In the U.S., there is no childcare system. There's just really a patchwork of programs and subsidies that don't reach the families who need them most. And the pandemic turned that patchwork from a problem into a crisis. Currently, the federal government supports childcare through block grants to states, and most of this bipartisan collaborative agreed those grants need more funding, more flexibility.
Okay, this bipartisan working group also looked at parents with newborns, right?
Yes, they did. And this is a biggie because the U.S. is unusual among wealthy nations in that it has no national paid maternity leave, let alone parental leave. So that's even though there is strong research that suggests paid leave improves outcomes, not just for babies, but for parents. Several states do offer paid leave, but the federal government only offers 12 weeks of job protections. And even that doesn't cover everybody. So most on this bipartisan collaborative supported the idea of a federal 12-week paid parental leave. I want to mention one more thing here too, Layla. The third big thing they sort of rallied around was the idea of providing more cash benefits to families, kind of like the child tax credit, maybe focusing more on families that need it most or have the youngest kids.
Okay, so it sounds like good news that they agreed on this, but did they figure out how to pay for this?
Not really.
Okay.
Here's the thing. They did recommend increasing what they call intergenerational equity in the federal budget. In 2023, for every dollar the federal government spent on kids, it spent more than $5 on seniors.
Okay.
Now, the report is not saying we should spend less on seniors. What it's saying is spending less on kids also has a cost. You know, children who grow up in poverty are more likely to struggle in all kinds of ways later in life. The good news, though, is that the opposite can also be true, that the benefits of spending on kids, when it's done wisely and based on research, can have an enormous return on investment because those benefits last a whole lifetime.
NPR's Corey Turner. Thanks, Corey.
You're welcome, Layla.